Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle. We started yesterday, Siman Tov Resh Mem Tes. And we begin on the very last line of Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis with the words of the Ramah. We're dealing here with a stolen Esrog, or any of the Dalet Minim. So the Ramah says, Hagah, Umishum Zeh, because of this din that we brought down, that you shouldn't use a stolen lulav or esrog, yeshli zar, one should be very careful, shelo yekatzes hayisrael ba'atzmo echad me'arboa minim shebelulav letzorech lulavo. A person should be careful that he shouldn't go and cut down his own lulav and esrog, any of the arba minim, himself, when he's purchasing it from another person. Because we hold the karka einu nigzelis, because that person, who may not really be the owner of that ground, doesn't really own it. Karka ain't an exela, so it really belongs to the original owner. And based upon everything that we learned in yesterday's shir, in the Mechaber, in the first sif, ustam akum gozli karkahem. And in those days, the non-Jewish people, Debach, plundered the Jewish territory, and they took Jewish land. And therefore, the stam position, if an akum owned something, was it still belonged to the original Jewish owners. And therefore, when you go cut off the dalet minim yourself, you're the one that's stealing it, because when it's attached to the ground, it's considered like the ground, and karka ain't an exelus. So now when you cut it off, you're actually stealing it, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be yotzi with it. What does the Ramah suggest? Elo, yiketzitzenu, akum, let the guy go cut it off. Now, he's the one that stole it, because now it's no longer karka, now it's tolush, it's detached. He's the one that steals it, and when you go and buy it from him, the yikne mehem, it's not a problem. And this is brought down from the Tshuvos HaRashba and the Hagos Ashri. Now that was quite a big statement. Let's go and look inside in the Nosei Kalim. So let's first look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes. He says, Bir Inyan, the understanding of this is as follows. Shelo yikatzes mikarka shel noch, we don't cut down the arba minim directly from the ground that it's growing on that is in the nochri's possession. Mikakos nochri ba'atzmo. Don't you cut it down yourself? Va'afilu kishiyitin lo nochri shos. And even though nochri says, "Hey, knock yourself out, cut down to your heart's content," because the shema gozal la karka miyisrael. Because the concern is that he stole it from a yid. Because in those days, we'll see that that may or may not apply today. The stam akum gozli karkep. Certainly in those days, the goyim plundered the Jewish lands, and they just kicked the Jews off them. The kaimalon, and therefore we have the halachic principle, the karka ain't on exelis. You can't steal karka. Which means, hainu, sheno kinuya legazlim b'shum yish. No matter how much the original Jewish owner gave up hope of ever getting it back, so it still doesn't belong to the guy that stole it from him. The rule is forever, b'cheskas bo'olel ha'rishonim medes. Karka can't be stolen, it still belongs to the original owner. And therefore, u'peiros ha'mechubarim l'karka, any one of the dalaminim, the fruits that are attached still to the ground, hari hu'kekarka, they have the same halachic status as the karka. And therefore, if you were to cut it off, you would be the one stealing it technically, because it went from karka now being tolush, so that action is the theft. And therefore, let the guy cut it off, because this way he's the one that's stealing it. And now, when you're taking it from him, it's a shinui maisa, and with yeyush, it becomes yours, and we said you could be yotzi with it. Avol, if mishenit la shapri, heve gozel, la tolsho gozel, the one who cuts it off is the one that steals it, lefikach lo yikatze yisrael biatzvo, you don't cut it off. The Yahuwah goes, let the guy be the one that steals it. Eli katsenu ha'akum, let the guy cut it off. The oz chol ha'yeyush min ha'balim ha'rishonim ha'dor ha'nitlash. Now the yeyush can take effect, because while karkas ain't nigzelis, the tolush peiros are nigzelis, and they're nigzal now by the guy. V'hu yin sol yadiso, now you buy it from him. V'kona yisrael osam, now the yid halachically does acquire it, it will be lochem. The fact that the original owners have unfortunately no expectation to get it back, they've given up hope, and Vishina Rishush should be other, and this change in ownership from the Akum who stole it to the Yid who bought it from him, and therefore that is why it works. That's why it's good. Now, if you look at the Bir Alocha, the Chofetz Chaim says in Dibra Maskel Shlo Yikatzes, he says, Ayin Lekame in the next Bir Alocha, we'll see that in a moment, that nowadays there may not be this concept that the goyim steal our land. and he brings down first he talks, before we get to that, he says in regards to the aravos, noagim b'chol makomos, the custom is shashamoshim holchim b'atzmon l'fnei chag ha-sukkos, the shul's shamish goes, and before sukkos, kotzes in aravos harbi, he brings in lots of aravos l'tzorach hakila for everybody in the community. Now, umatze hu shafilu rishus ain't no l'lazeh, and he doesn't even ask permission to go cut the aravos down, he just goes and does it from the fields. The eino midayin le'inin hashamoshim gufa. He says, I got no problem with the shamashim. He says, how can anybody in the kahal be yotzi with that? You need lochem on the first day. And why isn't this concern in regards to the aravos? And the Mishnah goes through a little bit more discussion over here in the Bir Halacha. And at the end, he concludes, he says, v'alkein l'aniyas dati ein lahakel. You shouldn't do this. Unless at least ask the owner of the field permission, or the one who's watching the field, or unless you know for certain that it is a makom hefker. In that situation, maybe you could use it. Now, Dishu footnote number 27 brings down, what about the aravos that are growing on the banks of the rivers and the swamps? So the Dayin Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak Zatzal brings down Shehein b'cheses hefker, that is hefker, and Yochol lakachs mishom lechachila, anybody can go take it from there. Ve'mizal pilu midas chasidus, and it's not even midas chasidus not to take it. In the next beer, Alocha l'chofes chaim says that you shouldn't cut it down yourself because lefi zeh lo yokot seyisol biatzmo afilu misol shalatzmo, even your own field. If you bought this field from an Akum, because again, if Karka Enu and Exelis, the fact that you legally bought it from the Akum, but he didn't have the halachic right to sell it to you. Achain, Kvar Hevi Abirki Yosef, he brings down the name, the Abirki Yosef, the name of the Sefer Atruma and the Smag, the Radvaz, the Bizmanenu nowadays, Lo Amrinu Nochem Gozli Arahim. He says nowadays, the Goyim aren't stealing all lands. Achain Hela Gavataz, the Stas says the same thing. And therefore, he concludes the Abirki Yosef, in his country where the Chidor lived, he was a Sfardi. Therefore, anybody that has land, they can assume, based upon Dina the Machusa Dina, that the king owns the land and the king gave it to them, and it wasn't stolen from a Yid. And therefore, after maybe the Bikur Yosef, the Chidor says, so then you could go and cut it down yourself from the Goy's land with his permission. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says further, Hinei calls the cause of Bikur Yaakov Bizmano. That's the Chidah that the Bikur Yaakov quotes. Abu Bizmanenu, Lefi Masha Motsui HaPros, where there is plundering, Yesh Lizbonin Mod Bizeh. He says, in Europe, where the Chofetz Chaim lived, there was a lot of people that stole Jewish land. The Tali Lefi HaMokhim. He says, therefore, you can't make a general rule. It depends on the time and the place. So if you're living in a Medina Shel Chesed like the United States, where there are rules, and people just can't go steal territory and can't go take somebody's field away from them, so then, Mestama, the Bikur Yaakov's idea would apply. Now, a couple of Dirshu footnotes here, they're very critical as well. Dirshu footnote number 20 brings down, V'chol zeh udavka kishakotzeitz lulav l'mitzvah. That's when you're talking about right before Sukkot, you go cut it down. But if you buy from Menachmi in the middle of the year, so Rav Akiva Eger writes down, as well as the Chok Yaakov, Shein Tzorech Lochu Shemar Karka Gezulu B'yad Anochri. You don't have to be concerned about this for the rest of the Inyonim. Tishuv number 21 brings down, Legabi Sukkah, Shebediyevid B'mokum She'efshar, Mutu Lavorech HaSukkah She'kotzas Es Sechocha B'atzma. If you did cut off the Schach and made that for your Sukkah, you could rely upon that and even make a bracha on it. Because B'mokum Hoseinu, Rovach HaKoros Yesh Lanochim, Nitu Lemidina L'mochusadina. Because again, he's relying upon this concept that the Bikur Yaakov wrote, and therefore, you can assume most of the time that the guy does own the land and it wasn't stolen from a Yid. The issue of number 22 brings down, in Eretz Yisrael, we've conquered certain lands, so it brings down from Shel Shuvas Har Tzvi, from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Shenachshav L'kibush Milchoma. This is considered land that's acquired during a war, and Eino Chashuva Kizula, and it's not considered stolen. And in our land, we can go and take, cut it down ourselves, and it's not a concern. On the other hand, Shelus Tshuvas Lohoris Nosson disagrees, and he says Yesh Lachosh Bzeh Mitamacher. There's another concern over here. He says, you know what? It belongs to the original Yidden that entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra or in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, Yoshua entering into the land, because those lands fell to those people as a Nachla Yerusha, and they were subsequently stolen by the Goyim. And even though now it's taken over by us, they belong to the original Yidden. And ultimately, he says, You can't say, well, the Israeli government has the right to give out the land to whoever wants. No, it's our land, and the Israeli government can't go and take it away from me. However, he says, Lamaisa, B'Sefer Minhagi Eretz Yisrael, he brings down, Nagu Gaoni Olam, the Velt Paskin, the great Gedolim Paskin, that this isn't a concern. Ein mi shi ya'arer badover, and we don't have to be concerned about this, that the land really belongs back to the original Shvatim. And the people sitting on it right now are actually sitting on stolen land. So this is not a halacha l'maisa concern. Then we go to the next bir halacha, tira masel eli katzenu akum. So he brings down from the Pnei Moshe, osam alokhim min ha'aretz shelo b'yedias balagan. If you go take from the sharecropper without the knowledge of the owner of the field, yesh lomar d'yada u'mochil, v'les b'shum b'hu mishum gezel. So there is an opinion that says that that's okay, and it's not considered gezel, that the owner gave him permission. That is the opinion of the Pnei Moshe. However, the Bikur Yaakov disagrees. Mafakir with him, oh, he says, who says that Dover Yadua should be stomach in a mochel? Most of the time, they're not mochel. The lulavim, vahadasim, hindorim, chashuvim, b'dinoseinu. They're very expensive items. Venim tsoim, elabaganus asarim. And they're only present in these gardens. And who says that the owner of those gardens, these fancy royal gardens, is willing to give up those talid minim? V'kivin shekain, and therefore, afshal yodah shagazal b'men, even though he doesn't know that it's stolen from him, nevertheless, heavy yesh l'midas. He doesn't give up really with knowledge. And we pass on like Abayi that that's not considered yesh. V'shinu rishus levad, hello, lo kana. And if it's only a change in the ownership, in the change of where it is, that's not considered a kinyan. And therefore, he paskins, tzorich lizor, shalom liknos mi ha'oris, shalom midas bali aginos. You can't take it from the sharecropper without the knowledge and permission of the owner of the field, and otherwise it's not called lochem. And even the other days, it's considered a mitzvah bo v'aveira, the gezel noch v'yosser, ad kan l'shono. That is his opinion, the Bikur Yaakov. The issue footnote 29 adds, he says, chen adim b'mokum sha'ovdim gananim. We have gardeners working over there in the gardens of the Nochri. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, unless the owner of the field or his wife gave you permission to go take them down, you're not allowed to go take them down. And if the children of the owner of the field gave permission, or the gardener, that's not good enough. Lo yikot se yisrael bi'atzmo, let them go cut it down, and then you get around the problem. The issue number 30 brings down, it depends on the type of aris, though. He says, if it's an aris that has an entitlement to a certain percentage of the fruits, so then the Shulchan Aruch says, mutli kachamenu, then he's giving away his fruits, so he's allowed to, because he has a chelik in those fruits. On the other hand, the Ramah said, that was the Shulchan Aruch's opinion in Choshen Mishmar. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, no, that it's only after he's gotten his share. Let's say he's entitled to 25%. So when he gets his 25%, he can give it out. Otherwise, who says he's going to tell the owner that I gave away some of it already? He'll still take his 25%, and that which you gave to the Jewish person once the dalet minim actually came off from the owner of the field's portion and not from the sharecropper's portion. On the other hand, the Shach Paskins, in Vaday HaBalabayis Yisratzeh, if you know that the owner doesn't care, so then you can even take it from a sharecropper who doesn't have a share of the fruits, specifically is being paid a certain set wage. Now we go to Sivkot Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, everything we just said till now, that's l'chatchila. I will be the Eved, after the fact, kosher. If you went and cut it from the guy's field, it's kosher, if you had his permission. Imhu b'rishus ha'akum, umivarech alayu. Even though it was in the rishus of the akum, you're allowed to even make a brach on it. What previously said before, you're not allowed to, because this is only a suffake of gzela, not a real gdin of gzela. The misfake aloch hashin l'gzula. We don't have to be concerned in this situation that it really was stolen. Furthermore, umisha gadzal ayidei kibush muhamma. If you conquered land, so that is considered a kinyan. Kanye kedisa begitin daf lamed ches, and he brings us down the name of the mokin from. And as we already mentioned in the Dirshu footnote number 22. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalef, he says the guy should preferably cut it down. V'uadin, kishikot says Yisrael, v'nosin l'chaveru shari. Likewise, if a Yid cut it down, and they gave it to another Yid. And why does that work? Because kivin dehevi le'achar yesh, because now you have its tolush, and it's after yeyush, so now when you acquire it, you have a shinui rishus after the yeyush, and therefore it's kohen according to everybody. Sivkot Yudbeis, v'yikne mehen, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'uadin kishanach v'yitin lo b'matna. The matana, shari. Even the guy who gave it to you as a present, you don't have to buy it from him. If he gives it to you as a present, it's also good. Because the havela yeyush v'shin rishus. Again, he cut it down, he gives it to you as a present, so it's yeyush and shin rishus, and that's fine. And so much so, here you can make a bracha, because even though we said previously adopted kosav le'el yesterday shir dasa tazva gro da'idei yeyush shina rishus also levarich, there we said you can't go make a bracha even though you had yeyush and shina rishus. That's different because there haynu davka begozel vaday, that was a known theft, but here it's only a chashash. Alhocha the chashash of yamahu the shem gozel akam akaka. We have no idea that the guy actually stole this land. It's just a lot of times the guy even stole our land, but not necessarily so. And therefore, when it's only a chashash, and you have shina rishus and yeyush, so then you can make a bracha. Lo chashina was there hechad the barakon bidina. Since you technically did acquire it, it's not a problem to even make a bracha on it. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Vein chiluk bazeh, this idea that you shouldn't accept it from the owner of the field while it's attached to the field, that you should cut it down, but you should let him cut it down. So Ein chiluk bazeh bein Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. There's no difference over here whether it's talking about in Eretz Yisrael or it's talking about in Chutz La'aretz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Gimel, what were we thinking? Rotsu Lomar, the chiddush over here, the Ramah, is in Chutz La'aretz, it belongs to the Goyim, and it just may be one guy stole from another guy. Nevertheless, it's still Osir, because Gezel Akum, Gamkin Osir, there's no hat to go steal from a guy. And therefore, that's why you should let them cut it down, and that's why it's Tolush, and now you have the Shina Rishus and the Yeyush, and therefore you could use it and even make a bracha. Now the Ramah continues and he says, Lulav she'agodo akum vaso. If the guy bound the lulav together and he made the lulav, so kosher, it's perfectly good. Kamo sukkah akum, just like a sukkah that was made by a guy is good, as is brought down in the Mordechai Halachos Gitanos. What exactly is this binding that we're talking about? So Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Yudalid, Rotsu Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us over here is, Afa gavda lechachila mitzvah liogdo, even though there is a mitzvah for the yid to go and bind it himself, Mishum noy mitzvah, to make it more beautiful. Technically, if you take each one halachically, if you took each one of the four meanings separately, it would be yotze, but our meaning is to bind them all together, that makes it more beautiful, and that's the right way to do this, lechachila. Nevertheless, mikom akum kosher ayid akum, even if the akum bound it together, that is acceptable. I am the Mogen Avraham, Shadat Lechila Lo Yagdenu. No, the Mogen Avraham disagrees with this din and says you shouldn't let the guy do it. Why? Vatam, the kosh ain't a mechuyib bedover, ain't a reshoyat lesakdo. Somebody's not mechuyib in the item. Obviously, the guy's not mechuyib in the dalaminim, so he shouldn't be the one to go fix it up. Based upon this, mitam ze gam isha lo tegot halulav lechachila. The Mogen Avraham brings down that a woman also shouldn't go do the aguda of the binding of the lulav to the hadasim and the aravos, because a woman is not mukhuyeves in lulav and esrog. She's allowed to take it. Most women do. According to Ashkenazim, they can make a bracha, no problem. But since they're not mukhuyevos, they shouldn't be the one to bind it based upon this Morgan Avram. Then he says, if you look over there, now this is in Simon Yudala, which is Hilchas Tzitzis. He says, Ayin Shem the Bir HaHalacha, over there, the Chavetz Tzvayim wrote, Shebirarnu de Medina ain chashash medover. Technically, there really is no problem. When we call Makom, totally Zarbazeh, but the minig is to go and be careful about this in any event. The Davka, he says, only here with the lulav and esrog, but eged hatachton, this is with the bottom connection, shesham oged kolamin biyachad, where you go and put the lulav with the hadasim and the aravos. The shom ikar mitzvah seged, that's the bottom, that's the ikar mitzvah. Avo b'mesh ogdim lamala, but all the additional bindings that you put on the top, ein bazeh kepeda, bazeh ein kepeda. There is no kepeda on that, that you could let the guy do it or a woman do it, not a problem. He brings down the name of the Bikur Yaakov. This concludes Sif Aleph, and we'll start Mitzvah Shem Sif Beis in tomorrow's shir. With that, we conclude today's shir.